Hello, wonderful people. Welcome back to ESN Podcast. This is Anastasia, and with me today I have Anastasia. Yeah, I don't mean myself. That would be weird. We actually have the same name, and fun fact, we're also best friends. So it will be fun interviewing her. In this episode, I want to touch upon a very important topic, and that would be mental health. After all, what kind of a psychologist would I be if I didn't try to raise awareness about these things? We all have heard how great the Erasmus experience is, how magic and delightful. But Erasmus is still a part of life, right? And as we all know, life is not always perfect. People don't always feel great, or not all people like the same things. So our focus today will be on that complicated, realistic, but still meaningful side of life. Anastasia, thank you for being with us today. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm also good, thank you. I mean, quite restricted due to COVID, but I manage. So how are you spending your days?
At home, as the vast majority of the population. I actually try to decide where to apply for my master's degree.
Good also... luck with that.
Thank you. And of course, a lot of Netflix, I would say.
Sure. So tell me some things about yourself. How old are you? Where are you from? What are you studying?
I'm 23 years old and I'm from Greece. And I recently graduated from university where I studied civil engineering.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And where did you go on Erasmus?
I went to a city called Odense in Denmark. You can think of it as a medium-sized city, I would say.
Nice. We'll talk about your experience there in a moment. First, I wanted to ask you if there is anything we should know about your personality or way of thinking. Anything that would help us understand your Erasmus experience?
I would say that I'm a rather introverted person and most of the time shy, especially around people that I don't know well or even at all. I tend to get really anxious about social events or social gatherings. Generally, in situations that involve a lot of people, I feel really stressed. And if you want to put a name on it, you could say, I don't know, I have social anxiety.
Were you always like that?
Actually, I don't think I was. Until the age of 12, I would say, in elementary school. I think I was more social and made friends more easily.
Yeah, obviously. We met when we were 7, people.
Yeah. But I think that as we get older and go through adolescence, we tend to be more conscious, I would say, about ourselves.
Yeah.
I would say that from high school, I started having some self-esteem issues and low confidence, which is something that I know that a lot of teenagers struggle with.
Yeah, in this, for sure.
Nowadays. This feeling of anxiety in social situations became even more intense throughout university.
Yeah, and you also mentioned the term social anxiety. So for those who are not familiar with the term, social anxiety is when someone is afraid of possible scrutiny, of being negatively evaluated by others. That might lead to complete avoidance of social situations, or the person may try to endure them, but under high levels of anxiety. Like, there are people that are just shy, it's more like a personality trait, but others might experience their shyness in an extreme level that causes them quite some distress in their daily lives. So, I'm wondering, have you actually been diagnosed with social anxiety, or is it just something that resonates with you? Something that, let's say, describes pretty well what you're experiencing?
Well, no, I haven't been diagnosed. Actually, I've never been to therapy or seen a specialist. But I think from what I feel and think and my thoughts are during these social situations, and social anxiety is a term that describes it best, I believe. And also when I first started feeling like this, I googled the symptoms, which I know that it's not always the best thing to do.
Yeah, Google knows everything, right? So how does your anxiety manifest normally?
For me, at least, it's both physical and mental. At first, it starts with negative thoughts. For example, I think that people are judging me, are judging the clothes that I'm wearing, the way that I walk, what I'm saying. And I think to myself, oh, they must think that I'm weird and I'm awkward. These thoughts usually are followed by physical symptoms like nausea, shakiness all over my body, and most of the times a feeling of a knot in my stomach.
Oh yeah, I think those symptoms are quite common, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also am a very anxious person, as you know. Not in social situations, but I have experiences with panic attacks, for example. And they were very intense when they were happening. Like, I remember being worried about it when I was thinking of going to Sweden for Erasmus. It was, like, a very big fear for me, going to a new place without people that understand me and having a panic attack without my friends or family around. Yeah, it felt so horrible. It didn't happen after all, but still I was ruminating about it a lot before going to Sweden.
Yeah.
Overthinking. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, did your anxiety also make you think twice about going on Erasmus?
It did, actually, yes. Because of it, at first, I remember that I was trying to find excuses in order to not go. For example, I would say that I wouldn't gain something academically, or that the courses that I'll take there wouldn't be recognized at my home university, and that I would have to do it all over again.
I see what you did there with these excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so was there anything specific you were afraid of when thinking about moving to a different country?
I believe that the most intimidating part, for me at least, was the thought of meeting new people. The fact that I knew that I would be alone in a foreign country with none of my friends.
Yeah, but you did it anyway, right?
I did, yes. Because I knew that if I didn't do it, I would definitely regret it. Also, I think it was the last year that I had the chance to participate in Erasmus and to do the application. So maybe that was also one reason that led me to actually go.
And how was it actually?
Well, that's an interesting question. Overall, I think it was a really good experience. The first week, I remember being the most stressful for all the time that I was there. The first day, it was the worst for me, as we had to go in a room that was filled with Erasmus students.
Oh no, Erasmus students! Run, people!
The worst fear! And this is one of the worst situations to put me in. I still remember that I got lost so many times in the corridors, trying to find my class. And actually, I think that I was late in that day, the first day. And when I entered the room, everyone turned their heads to look.
Ooh, burned.
Yeah, that was awful. But progressively, I think things became better and I started to adapt in the new situation. So yeah, overall it was fun, even though I didn't do much of the things that traditionally other people do in Erasmus. For example, I missed all the parties and the drinking. Mostly, I think, because we had a strict schedule at university with a lot of assignments and many hours of lectures. So yeah, actually, most days I didn't even have the energy and I wasn't in the mood to actually do anything else besides that.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that I try to avoid all the social situations due to the fact that they are usually energy draining for me. So I try to avoid them as much as possible. However, I think that even though I did not make any really close friends, for example, I did meet a lot of people from other countries and learned a lot of things about their culture and their way of living.
Yeah, it's also important.
Yeah. What else did I do? I traveled a lot. I went to a lot of places in Denmark. I visited many cities, villages. At the end of the day, I did spend 6 months in another country. So that is something, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. And did you go to all those trips you mentioned alone or with some friends?
In most of those trips, I went with my parents. Lame, I know.
No, no judgment.
But yeah, it was convenient because they came to visit me and they also wanted to see Denmark. So yeah, we went together.
Oh, that's nice. Family above all, people. And I guess they also paid, right?
Yeah.
So win-win. So what did you do instead of going to parties? Like, you were not choosing to do the same things that other people normally do. So what were you doing instead of going to parties and stuff?
I mostly stayed at home. I actually had a lot of studying to do on an everyday basis. That took a lot of hours during the day. So I mostly did that. Also, as I said earlier, I watched a lot of Netflix. So yeah, a lot of series on Netflix.
I think Netflix is your best friend.
Yeah.
And what about your fellow students? How was your relationship with them?
What can I say? I mean, it was neither negative nor super positive. I mostly hung out with them in class, during class when we had to work, or when we had to work on a team project, for example. But we rarely went out of university together. But that doesn't mean that we were not friendly. We were always friendly and we talked when we met at university.
And did you ever express to them your difficulty?
I did, yes. I did in some of them, because there were times that they proposed to go out and I would say no. And after a couple times, they were wondering why I wouldn't go out with them.
Yeah, yeah, normal. So yeah, you explained what's happening, right?
Yeah, I tried to explain as best as I could how I felt and the stress I was feeling.
And what was their reaction?
Well, yeah, they seemed to understand it, because most of them had previous experience with a person that was rather shy and introverted. And also, some of them actually always proposed to join them when they were out. So yeah, they were trying to be friendly.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah. I imagine you appreciated that.
Yeah, I did.
And you actually had the desire to go out with them, and something like stopped you, or you didn't want from the beginning?
Yeah, I wanted to go out a couple times. But to be honest, there were not a lot of people that I had the desire to get to know more deeply. Maybe because I didn't think we would click. But now that I think about it, I didn't actually give them a chance.
Yeah, also true.
So I wouldn't know. Most of them actually were meeting on ESN events, which I didn't even go to.
Yeah, okay, now I'm officially hurt.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, no judgment again. And why was that? Why didn't you want to participate in the ESN events? Is it because too many people go?
Yeah, I think that was the main reason, because I knew that there would be a lot of people there and people that I didn't know from university. So yeah.
Yeah, so it was scary for you to go to these events.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you say maybe there is something that the ESN or the faculty can do? Because of course ESN volunteers and the university are aware that some people are shy like you, and we would love to include you more, like maybe organize events that you would be willing to participate in.
That's a tricky question, because I think that if you tried to organize an event, for example, all the introverts wouldn't show up at the event. It's a tricky situation. But I think that besides that, maybe some movie screenings would be a good idea. I don't know. Or even some drawing sessions. Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
So yeah, about the movie screenings, I think that would be good, because in this way you can avoid talking to people if you don't want to.
Right.
So the movies, there would be, maybe there could be a discussion about the meaning or an interpretation of what happened.
Yeah, so if you are in a mood, you can just talk to some people, and if you're not, you can just go home.
Yeah.
But still, you kind of socialize a bit. You have a feeling that you're more included, let's say.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that. It's a great idea. I will note that. And would it also help you, do you think, maybe adjust in the Erasmus way of living if you talked with a counselor from the university?
Yeah, I'm sure that it would. It will help. Because after all, nothing bad came from therapy, ever. Yeah, maybe the whole experience would be easier and less stressful. But actually, now that I'm trying to remember, I didn't notice a counselor or a counselor's office on campus. Maybe there was, but I didn't see.
Okay, so you didn't see in your faculty any door writing counselor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe like a solution would be if the ESN or the university provided you with some brochure or leaflet, I don't know, when you arrived and explain the services you can have there so that you know from the beginning if you need something, there is someone you can talk. Because I think in Denmark and these countries like Sweden and stuff, they're so developed and I'm sure they have a counselor for the students. It's just it was not really visible, let's say.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be strange if they didn't have a counselor. True. I just didn't know this. So yeah, a brochure would be a good idea, I think.
Yeah, great. Looking back at it now, would you say that you regret something about your Erasmus experience or something you would have done differently?
Maybe if I had a second chance, I would try to be more open to people and go out more often. Oh, yeah, I remember the ESN had organized a trip to Lapland.
Oh.
Yeah, where they saw the Northern Lights. It was amazing. And I missed it. So,
yeah.
That's definitely something I regret not doing.
Yeah, sure. That would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I've been there. Yeah, but hey, you had the guts to go to Denmark, right? So I'm sure Lapland is next.
Yeah.
One step at a time, they say. Okay, so another thing I wanted to ask you, would you say that there were some specific circumstances in your Erasmus that were the most challenging for you?
I would say situations where the attention was drawn towards me. For example, there were several times where I had to make a presentation in front of the class and I actually didn't even go to university that day because of the high levels of stress. And actually, I could have other classes that day, but I didn't go to any of them. And yeah, I still remember how fast my heart was pounding when I had to present myself, for example, in class. I thought that everyone could hear my heartbeat.
Yeah, I completely get that. I think many of us get anxious before presentations. Like, public speaking is so hard at first, but yeah, usually the anxiety diminishes after some practice, so these are the good news.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something that the others could have done to help you with that anxiety before presentations or in general, like maybe your classmates or the people you knew?
Let me think about it. As far as presentations go, I think that in cases where we had to do a team presentation, we could be better prepared for sure in order to be more confident about the actual content and the things we had to say.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, in my experience at least, the other students, they were trying to avoid doing the work and they relied on other people to do their work and their portion of the assignment.
There are people that always do that, right?
Yeah.
I'm always the one that actually does the project.
Yeah, I was the one too. So yeah, that was extra stressful for me.
Yeah, I imagine.
What else? As far as going out, I don't think that they could have done something more, to be honest. Because we were basically strangers. So yeah, under those circumstances, what they've done was enough, I believe.
And would you like it maybe if they tried to encourage you more, go out with them? Like, hey, come with us, we want to be your friends.
Yeah, I don't think that this approach works for me personally.
Yeah.
I think the best approach is to just let someone know that you're there. For example, you can say, hey, I know that you feel this way and I want to let you know that I'm available if or when you want to hang out sometime.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Yeah. Actually, I'm curious because I don't think we've discussed it this before. In your time in Erasmus, did you have any friends that were more introverted or that you knew that they were anxious?
Yeah, I have to think about that. I'm sure I had someone. Yeah, I actually had a very close friend in my Erasmus. Yeah, she was quite introverted. I don't know if I would characterize her as shy, because maybe it was also a matter of culture and religion. Let's say that going to parties or getting drunk was not actually her thing.
Okay.
I tried to persuade her sometimes because I was having so much fun at these events. But then I just understood that we'd didn't have the same taste for entertainment. So yeah, I'm not sure if she was also anxious about going to parties and stuff, but she was different than me in that matter. So yeah, I just accepted her way, and yeah, I started suggesting things that she would like. So we were cooking together often and hanging out in the student dorms, and it was actually so much fun. So yeah, some of the best memories I have are with her in our dorm.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah, it was nice that you found balance and tried to both respect her and her boundaries, and also spend time with her doing things that were fun for her too.
Yeah, thank you. She was a good friend. I wouldn't like losing her because she didn't come to ESN events. Like, we were different, but still we had common things. So I tried to build up on them.
Yeah.
And yeah, do things we both liked. That's mm-hmm. possible. One question is, even if you didn't meet many people or joined many events, did you still enjoy your Erasmus? What would you say?
Well, yes, I did. It was definitely a challenge for me, and I had the chance to prove to myself that even though I felt this way and I felt that anxious and stressed, I did anyway.
So, yeah, that's so brave, right? So powerful. Empowerment, people. Yeah. Okay, last question for today. What is your advice for people that are experiencing similar symptoms and want to go on Erasmus?
That's a good question. I know that it's a cliche, but just know that you're not alone. There are so many people in the world that experience the same feelings, the same symptoms, and just feel the same things as you do. And often we feel that we're alone, but we're not. So my advice would be to do it anyway. I know that it's scary, but I'm sure you won't regret it.
Yeah, that's a good take-home message. Thank you, Anastasia.
Thank you.
I know it took some bravery to talk about your anxiety publicly, and I'm very, very proud.
Aww.
I hope the things we talked about reach many people, because I know there are many out there feeling the same way as you do. And it's good also to remember that we're all different, but at the same time, we're all alike. And we all have fears, we all have dreams, and at the end of the day, we all crave for some of that understands who we are without judging. So thank you again, Anastasia.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in, and hang in there, stay safe, and take care of each other. Bye.
Bye.